Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. 17 over the hour. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Russell Brown, celebrating our 15th year on the air as the Small Business Advocate Show. Also, the 15th anniversary of launching our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. The 13th anniversary of our newsletter, which we have not missed an edition on Sunday afternoon since November of 1999, and continue to put that out. So thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for being such a great supporter of all we do. Russell Brown is the author of Preparing Your Business for Sale. Also, strategies for successfully buying or selling a business. Those are the Bibles on those topics. And also bizpricer.com is his, where you find his outstanding software. And we're talking about how buying or selling a business over the next 4 years is going to look in the second term of President Obama. And Russell said in the first previous segment, Russell, you said that you thought it was going to be the floodgates were going to open up because there's been so much pent-up supply and demand.
Right.
Businesses, and I think I agree with you, because I think there's a lot of business that's going to open up over the next 4 years, because people are going to say, we're not going to be held back 8 years. We've kind of been held back 4 years, but we're not going to let that happen for 8 years. So
yeah,
I think it's the new.
Right.
I think you're right about it. It's the new normal.
But not only am I right, I'm absolutely right. You don't need to take this to the bank.
Russell is frequently wrong, but never in doubt. And so, how do we fund all this, Russell?
The banks are going to give you the money. They're going to be throwing money at people.
Is this the First National Bank of Obama? Is that where that money's going to go?
No, it's the banks. They have a ton of money, and they're going to be throwing it at anyone who wants it.
Really?
Because they have been sitting on this cash, and the hedge funds, and I mean, there are so many.
There's one problem
so
with
much
that,
money
though.
Out there.
There's one problem though, Russell. Along with the money, the pent up money that we have. The cash, and you're right about, I mean, the banks are awash in cash, big businesses are awash in cash, small businesses are probably a little better off than they have been because they've deleveraged quite a bit, but now you've got the increased regulations that might make it a little more difficult to fund a purchase of a business unless there's quite a bit of collateral. What do you think?
But the regulations are for everybody, Jim. So they're not new. They're the new normal.
But they're increased.
Same for everybody.
But they're increased scrutiny on, you know, the regulators are increasing scrutiny on the banks.
It doesn't. You're not listening.
I hear you.
Matter. Okay. Well. But they are going. It's going to open up. The floodgates are going to open. If you want to start a small business, start January 1st. You're going to be able to find the money to fund that business. You're going to have 4 solid years of operating under the new normal. And then even if the administration changes in 4 years, the Republican administration, they aren't going to change anything.
Right.
Except, you know,
how much
I mean,
do you think?
Change anything.
All right, so you and I in the past, though, we spent 14, almost 15 years, Russell, together talking about the fact that you can get some bank financing to buy a business, but it's going to have to be collateralized by equipment. It's going to have to be collateralized by real estate. You're going to have some down payment, and then the owner's going to have to take back some paper.
Here's my guess.
We've talked about that many times, right?
Yes.
So how is things going to be different now?
Business startups and buying small businesses will absolutely have almost no scrutiny under Obama administration. None whatsoever. Okay. Well, when I say none whatsoever, I mean, you know, standard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be nothing new. It's going to be easy. They're going to make it so easy.
You think Barack Obama is going to he's going to have to do something that's going to tell the regulators, the Dodd-Frank regulators, that they need to have different rules for small businesses than they do for the other transactions.
Yes.
You think that's what?
Absolutely.
See, that's now. So now I'm reconciling what you're saying now. But without him, without that happening, without there being some kind of an anointing of small business transactions by the anointed one, then it's not. Then otherwise, it can't happen. But if you believe that Obama's going to do that, then that's a different story.
I'm 100% sure.
Okay.
And it'll open the floodgate. They'll set limits, of course, but, you know, the limits will probably be a million, 2 million, 3 million, mm-hmm. somewhere, 5 million mm-hmm. down, mm-hmm. you know. And you know, the higher you go, the more little you might get.
But you know that as much as you know how much Russ, you know how much I hope that people can start small businesses for themselves. You know how hard I work to try to help people to be successful, just like you have too. But still, when the government gets involved on that level, at that point, to create that sort of thing, now all we've done is create the next bubble.
Well, but that's 4 years out. I mean,
but still, it's a bubble. I know. Well, that's. But see, this is what you just described is exactly what caused the bubble of 2008.
Right. But it's got.
But instead of real estate,
it'll be
business.
Got at least 8 years for it to run.
Yeah. So what do we?
So I mean, you know, that's a great time horizon.
Yeah.
So before this becomes a bubble, you got at least 4 years.
So you're saying bubble smubble? If you got a chance to sell a business, you need to take advantage of this. And I agree with that for the sellers. But when we come back, I'm going to get you to help us. How do the buyers buy a business with this lax lending practices you're talking about? And not get sucked into a bubble and lose their business the way people lost their houses. Ten Till, right back with Russell Brown after these messages. Stay with me. She was hanging on, Johnny.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.